Blended assessment opportunities in the flipped classroom. So welcome back, everybody. This is our final set of pre-recorded materials. And this week we're going to look at assessment. So the big ideas this week, we're going to look at formative assessment, what it is and how you can use it in your classroom briefly. We're going to look at the technologies you can use to support formative assessment approaches with your learners. And these are all tools that you have used over the last few weeks. And we will also share some places you can go for extra information if you want that. And finally, we have a task that we would like everyone to engage in over the next 2 weeks. And we'd like to hear how you got on when we see you next at our live session. What assessment tasks have worked for you, particularly what digital assessment tasks have worked for you, particularly during COVID? Did you transfer any of your assessment tasks to the digital world? And if so, what worked well? Think about it. Why did it work? What tool did you use? And was there anything about that particular activity that lent itself to using a digital tool? One of the things we do know from COVID-19, from emergency remote teaching, is that many people, for the first time ever, used digital technologies to support assessment in their classrooms, whether that was formative assessment or summative assessment, and I'll explain those in a moment. But there was a huge increase in the use of digital technologies to help with assessment practice. So this is all in the context of the flipped classroom. And again, thinking about how we can reimagine our classroom events or in-person classroom events so that they're actually spread over three events, the before, the lesson learning event and the after event. And just to say that we can use digital technology to support assessment before we meet the learners. We can do a little quiz or whatever with them to see if they what they know about a particular topic. And then that might help us to focus our lesson with them to maybe focus on those areas that they're not so sure on and where they have problems understanding a particular concept or a skill or whatever it is. And then the after event, you might give them another assessment task to complete, or they may need to capture some evidence on video of a skill that they were practicing and then share it with you. So there are lots of options of using digital technology when we think of the flipped classroom. So where do we start when we are thinking about assessment and specifically formative assessment? Well, this is a very old idea. It's called the three stages of backward design. And the first step is identify the desired results. They're the learning outcomes. Number two is determine acceptable evidence. And number three is plan learning experiences and instruction. So we always start with the learning outcomes. What are they supposed to know and be able to do? Then we have to think about, well, what is the evidence that we can collect from our learners that will show that they have achieved those learning outcomes or mastered them or whatever verb you want to use? And then you plan your teaching activities based on that evidence. And that is ultimately what we're thinking about here all the time. What evidence can I gather using a digital tool to show that they have mastered or grasped the learning outcomes? That's the key question. So when I'm talking about formative and summative assessment, what do I actually mean? And again, these are two terms that are used quite a lot in education and sometimes can be misunderstood. So the first one is formative assessment. And I like to think about it in terms of the analogy of the chef who is working in a kitchen and he or she are making soup. And when the chef is making the soup, and when they are tasting it and they're deciding what to add in and how to season the soup, etc., etc., that is formative assessment. It's happening live during the process of making the soup. And based on the evidence that the chef is experiencing, I suppose, they are making changes to the soup. So it's all happening live. Later on, summative assessment. That is when the guests taste the soup and they also make a judgment on the soup. They pass a verdict as to whether it was good, bad or indifferent. So that is the difference between formative and summative assessment. So moving on from that image, I want you now to think about a couple of the technologies that we can use for formative assessment, or a better way of saying it actually is, what digital technologies could we use to support formative assessment approaches or practices in our classroom? And one of them is Padlet, which we have been using to support discussion in recent weeks. And I've just taken a screen grab there from a Padlet page from a guy called Steve Wick, and it's about formative assessment. You don't know what you don't know. And, you know, you can read those, you can go to that page and have a look yourself. But there's a whole list of other tools there as well. But the key thing here is that you can ask a question to your learners. You could ask it live during a class, and you could ask them then to respond. And they, this would, again, you'd have wait time, they would take their time, and they would respond. They could type in their answers onto the Padlet anonymously, and you would quickly see if people understood or grasped what it is you were trying to teach. They might, you know, again, you could use, they could use video, they could use a picture, it could be an audio file. There's 101 different ways you could go at this, but keeping it simple in the first place, I would use text, I would ask a question, and I would see what they would post up on the wall. So there's Padlet. You can use it for formative assessment. And I know some of you on the course are thinking about using Padlet more. And therefore, if you are using it, you can use it for multiple things. You can use it to share content in advance with the learners. You can share it to support discussion live in the classroom. And now you can use it for formative assessment. And let's not forget that there is another tool very similar to Padlet that is created by Google called Jamboard. So that's another one that you might think about as well. And if you're interested, have a chat with your mentor or with Teresa. The next tool that we have encountered on the course is Kahoot, and this is a gamification tool. What do I mean by that? It's a piece of software that was developed so that it would create a game type experience for you and your learners. Again, it was used a lot during lockdown. It is a tool that creates a bit of fun, there's a bit of competition, but it's also quite a serious tool in that it provides you with information about your learners, and particularly those maybe who didn't master the content, who didn't finish. It also gives you an indication as to any questions that were particularly difficult, etc., etc. So again, that's all formative assessment. It's giving you data, information about your learners, and it's making the invisible visible, because when you look out at a group of learners, you can't read, well, maybe you can, but I don't think you can. You can't really tell who's got it and who hasn't got it. And some of the older methods of asking people to put up their hands, or, you know, asking them the question, takes time, and it can be quite embarrassing for some learners. And as you know, we know learners clam up and they say nothing, it's safer. So this is where tools like Kahoot can bring a bit of fun to the activity while also being quite serious and supporting formative assessment. So that's Kahoot. And the next tool that we used with you in the live session two is Mentimeter. And so Mentimeter is another tool that you can use, and it can be used for assessment purposes. I suppose we used it today a little bit like that. We asked you a series of yes, no questions. We then asked you to share some words on the screen, and that, you know, we asked you a question about what you used with your learners before you met them, and you all shared things like PDFs and YouTube videos, etc., etc. And imagine if you change that around and you ask them a question about something you want to know if they had mastered are understood. And the evidence is that students like these kinds of tools. I don't know who the source is for this particular graphic, but 68% of some group of students said that increased their learning, 72% felt they were more confident to participate with Menti. And I can understand that, because It does have that anonymous touch to it. So you can get instant data. That's the other key point here when you're using digital technology in assessment. You don't have to go off and correct the papers. There isn't a wait time. There isn't a lag between asking the questions and getting the data. It's instant, and that is a huge positive. And the last one, which is not to be overlooked, is that it increases student enjoyment. 95% of this group said that their learning was more enjoyable, and with 68% saying they were paid more attention. And I would assume that the reason that they paid more attention is because it was active and they were more engaged. So this is what you can do with these tools. And rather than trying to use them all, we would urge you to pick one and get very familiar with that, and then maybe move on to another one so that you keep mixing it up with your learners. And then, of course, you have Google Forms, which you all have access to in Donegal ETB. You can create a quiz with Google Forms, and on the next slide, I'm highlighting that there is a resource that has been developed by Donegal ETB by Francis, and you can access that link in the materials section. To learn more, and also Evan and Francis have created some resources that you can use this week around assessment. When you use something like a Google Form for assessment, it's reusable. You have it there. You can go into the page. You can change it depending on the quiz that you want to create. You can change it for the audience. And like the other tools, you get automatic feedback. Instead of just having flat pages with questions, you can add in pictures, multimedia. You could have a video. You could have an audio file. All of these things are possible. And you in the background, so the engine, the Google engine, is monitoring who's responding. You can see very quickly how many people succeeded on a particular question. You can see if there was any issues around a particular question. You can then target your feedback to the students who need most help. So you're personalizing or differentiating, and ultimately it's a very rich way, and an instant way to find out how your learners are doing and to change up your teaching strategies to immediately to help those who need additional support. And as I mentioned in the material section this week, Francis and Evan have created another number of videos for you, and we also have included a link to a Donegal ETB video called Using Assessment on Google Classroom, and Francis has recorded that one for you. So there's another resource that you and your mentor can visit if you want a little bit more information on using Google Forms to support formative and even summative assessment in your classroom. So over the last couple of slides, we've looked at a couple of tools that we've shared with you already on this course and are very commonly used in the blended learning classroom. Now, for a moment, we're just going to think about the types of feedback you can give to students when they submit work to you. So again, you may ask them to write an essay, you might ask them to create a PowerPoint presentation, and within those tools, you actually are able to provide audio and video feedback, but audio will do fine for starters, where you record your feedback. It saves you time. You don't have to type out a long set of feedback. And also, the evidence is from the research that learners really enjoy it. So again, I don't know if that's something that is relevant to you, but maybe in time, this is an area you might consider providing digital feedback to your learners. Formative assessment on a phone. So oftentimes people say to me, oh, but the students don't have the equipment and etc. But we should always think, particularly for formative assessment, that it can be done very effectively on a mobile phone. So using tools like Kahoot, Menti, you can even use Padlet on the phone. is really good. Now, learners often don't like using their own data. So if there is Wi-Fi in the centre where you're working, then they should be able to connect to the Wi-Fi on their phones, and they're using it for a learning purpose that you have decided. So again, I want you to think about that. And it you can use it in the ways that I've spoken about earlier to check before class what they know. You can use it during class to check understanding as well. And it does bring gamification to learning, and it's another approach. It's a novelty that learners seem to like. But ultimately, it's giving you data that can help you to, you know, refine your teaching, to focus on those who really need your help. So the phone is your friend in this case. And finally, as we wrap up this section, we have shared with you a link in the lesson to the Further Education Support Service page on digital tools to support blended learning. And there you will find all of the tools we have referenced in this presentation. I've taken a screen grab there from what they say about Padlet, and you can read that yourselves. And if there are other tools that you're interested in, or you want to see what their take is on things like Kahoot and Mentimeter, just click on the videos and you'll get more information. So as usual, we have an activity for you to carry out. And we would like you this week to use a digital tool of your choice to support formative assessment with your learners. So before you go and do that, I want you to first of all, and maybe discuss this again with your mentor, is think about the learning outcomes that you want to assess. So this is backward design. And what evidence will show you that the learners have attained those learning outcomes? So think about, well, if I ask them a quiz, or if I ask them to do a demonstration or whatever. And probably for now, pick something that is knowledge based so that they can answer some questions for you using one of the tools. Then think about your context, what tool will work best for you, yourself and your learners, and then go off and do it. And then we'd like you, this is what we want you to post on the Padlet wall. How did it go for you? How did it work? And we want your view, but we'd also like you to ask the learners and say to them, you know, well, how did you find that? Learner voice is very, very important. And it's key that when we are trying out some of these strategies that we ask them, well, how did that go? And the most important thing is have a bit of fun. So please go off and enjoy yourself, have some fun, learn from the activity, and I'm sure you'll make some mistakes, but that is the way we're going to learn. And from Pat and myself, we'd like to say a big thank you, and we look forward to seeing you at the final live event. Take care.